good morning and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Chris Vandercook. Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good morning, Chris.
Looking at the world of small business in Hawaii. Huh?
Yeah, the backbone of our economy.
Pretty
we've been
much.
Told for years and years and years. Well, this week, Hawaii had a visit from the U.S. Small Business Administration's administrator, Maria Contreras-Sweet. It's been rather 10 years since an SBA administrator has been in our state, and during her time here, some of Hawaii's congressional delegation held meetings with the small business community. That included Congressman Mark Takai, who hosted a talk story, among other meetings. He joins us now with notes on what the small business community had to say. Thank you for being here and making time for us.
Thank you, and aloha.
We heard a lot of what, you know, she had to say in terms of, you know, good news for Hawaii's business community. But when the business community was talking back, and we've heard some myths over such a long time that Hawaii is not an easy place to do business, what did the administrator have to say when she heard some of these other ideas coming back to her?
Well, yeah, so I think the biggest discussion point that we focused on was really the amount of programs, the different types of programs that the SBA provides. Many of which small business owners and people interested in getting into business were unaware of. So she was able to articulate some of the new programs and the traditional SBA programs that are available to small businesses. The other challenge that we spent quite a bit of time talking about was contracting at the federal government and the ability for small businesses to participate in contracts. As you may know, many of the contracts are multi-million dollars. And when you talk about small businesses, sometimes it's just too big for them to participate in. So, you know, she said that she would take this back and work with her people in D.C. and then possibly even work with us on the Hill to figure out a way where we can better provide opportunities for small businesses in the federal contracting realm.
Small businesses have also said that it's a very cumbersome process even to be allowed to do business with the federal government.
Right. So she talked about that. In fact, they've made some significant progress. One of the points she's made here in Hawaii was that as administrator for the last year and a half, the amount of regulations and rules that the federal government got rid of as barriers to small businesses coming into the market is quite significant. So, you know, she was proud of that. But she did also talk about some of the challenges they have. For example, the ability for small businesses to participate in contracting some small businesses to be able to get classified and certified in SBA programs. Some of them are still hard copies and move quite slowly. So her commitment to us in the next last couple days was really to refine the process, in some cases digitize them and make them available by the internet.
We know that about 93% of businesses in Hawaii are small businesses, mm-hmm. with about 37% of them very small to small. That could be a single proprietorship to maybe 99 employees.
Right.
How are they faring in all of this compared to some of the businesses that are larger, those 100 to 500 employees? And how are you seeing in very recent times those small businesses changing in terms of type?
Well, we had an opportunity to speak to quite a few of very small businesses, the owners of very small businesses. So you mentioned 1 to 99. I'm talking about maybe like 1 to 20 employees. And I think what we came away, what I came away understanding and really appreciating is the amount of assistance that the SBA has available to small businesses. And those that are willing and able to seek the advice and support of resources that the federal government provides, whether it be direct counseling or access to information via the web web lessons and programs that they offer, you know, it'll help them. And I think that's the challenge right now, the ability for us to get the information out to these, in some cases, struggling entrepreneurs and be able to assist them to make sure that they have the resources necessary to succeed.
The SBA has said that they're making more loans than they've expected, like 50% more, also at a higher rate than has usually been made.
In Hawaii.
In Hawaii.
That's right.
Now, the state forecast shows that we're going to have a slowing of growth in the next few years. Obviously, what goes up has to come down, however gradually. When those business owners will still have their loans over these next couple of years. With debt still lingering from that last recession, though, are the greater number of SBA loans a cause for concern for you?
No, I think it's a great opportunity. In fact, one of the high points of Maria Contreras' suite's visit to Hawaii was the fact that this past federal fiscal year, we increased the amount of loans and the number of loans by 50%, which is truly remarkable. But I think that most of the expansion are coming in areas that I think down the road will be helpful as we plateau or maybe dip a little bit in terms of the economic projections, because from what I've been hearing, the growth in small businesses are in areas that we need to expand in Hawaii. We need to diversify our economy. We can't so much focus on tourism and federal procurement, but look at expanding in terms of cybersecurity and entrepreneurship and innovation. Look at our opportunities for us to partner with the University of Hawaii and the Hawaii Business Roundtable, for example, in innovation. And those businesses start out as small. So if we can encourage more of those types of businesses to get their start now, the better off we'll be if that ever happens.
I wish we had more time to talk with you, but very quickly, as so much business has been moving online and into the business of business in terms of cybersecurity and innovation and looking at the accelerators that help to make that possible, what happens to sort of the old-time business owner? Is that person or group feeling kind of shut out in all of this?
I do believe. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's specific types of businesses that can survive not getting into the new technology and, you know, digitize and onto the web. But clearly, I think the world is moving in that direction. So, you know, I think government and new businesses have to move forward on that.
Congressman Mark Takai, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much.
Congressman Mark Takai was a 20-year member of the Hawaii State House of Representatives before his 2014 election to Congress. He serves on the House Armed Forces Committee and on the House Committee on Small Business, where he's a ranking member of the Subcommittee on Contracting and the Workforce.